Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
My favorite team always was the Angels. Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford here at the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services.
DrJohnB.com.
There you go, the master of assessments. Hello, John, how are you?
Well, you two seem to be in great spirits today. Like that. Almost sound like you two were singing there.
You should hear our off-the-air segments, man. Woof, this last one was a doozy.
Want to talk a little bit about what is going on with the University of Southern California and agents and what we can expect of student-athletes who have a chance to make money and they see everyone else profiting from college athletics. How much should we castigate them for being part of the program?
Well, you know, the problem you run into, it's hard to know at what age do you really start setting standards, okay? And I do realize that students come in, they make, we could say, relatively little, relatively speaking. And if you have someone who really thinks they're a great athlete or sees themselves, and all of a sudden money, temptation, opportunity, and as we find with politicians and people in general, it's easy to fall to, you know, temptation. And I think that when this happens, I think it has to be disciplined, because you really can't be setting up a system where, for whatever the reason, some people can just decide they're not going to follow what they're going to follow. And they do make an agreement when they come into the university. And of course, the question is, a problem is what you mentioned before. There's no problem to the coach. They just go from school to school. But I do feel if you agree to take a scholarship, which is, I don't want to turn it into a minimal thing. It's a major thing in terms of room, board, tuition, and you have an opportunity to compete and really make yourself some name for yourself and great memories. So I think there are a lot of positives, and if you choose to break the contract or do something different, then there is a consequence, and that's just the way the world is.
I think that the crux of the problem, John, is this sense of entitlement these young recruited athletes, particularly, you know, football and basketball, when they're starting to appear on Rivals.com as a 14-year-old, and they moving on up, and they get their stars go from 2 stars to 3 stars to 4 stars, they think they own – they walk on water.
Many of them have been told no.
Yeah, they've never been told no. They've been the K through 12 teachers have been, you know, and I'm generalizing here, and I'm just giving some, you know, roundabout illustrations here, but they've been, you know, kind of passed through the system and coddled, and all of a sudden when they get to college, they think that everybody's going to be waiting on them hand and foot, and then when they get the temptation of money, that just goes along with it.
I don't think there's any question. You're right. I think that's true. You tell someone long enough, they're terrific, and you pamper them and look after them, and we get the extreme of negativity when we tell people they're not good and they have a negative self-esteem. Unfortunately, the fact that you can throw the football a long ways, as important as that is, that ought not to be a reason you could cheat, take advantage of people, do the wrong thing. But in our society, that is one of the areas. If you're really good at something that society sees in a really positive way, then you're going to too often be told how wonderful you are and not live up to the standards of helping others as best you can, using your skills in a helpful way rather than just doing something that is good for you and you become the ultimate narcissist.
John, I wonder sometimes whether these big money contracts out there, and I don't just mean to pick on the players because the owners are as greedy as anyone else here, but they have really priced the middle class out of attending a lot of professional sporting events. And I think that sometimes this is a good thing in terms of motivating guys to stay in school and chase the dream. And in other cases, it's been a major distraction. And I think of the case and a guy I really like, Tom Brady. Okay, now, I saw the story last night, and I was appalled. He signed a 6-year, $62 million deal 5 years ago with the Patriots and deserved every penny of it. Mm-hmm. Probably they couldn't pay him enough for what he's meant to that franchise. But he chose to take $32 million of it up front. He got that before he ever threw another pass. And now they said, well, he's upset because he's only going to make $6.2 million
this
year.
After
he took the big money up front.
And he's been injured. He missed a season. You know.
So the psychology that's associated with some of these contracts, they want it both ways. They want it now and they want it later. And it's a lot like coaches who want the freedom to go wherever their skills might dictate. You can't have it both ways. You can't have the security of not being fired, but if you're fired, then they pay you.
He got $32 million up front.
Exactly.
I mean, what does he need more than that anyway?
Well, I think, I personally, that is outrageous by any standard for him to be complaining. He made an agreement. I think what happens, people live in the moment, the big word of the day, living in the moment. It is as it is. And people don't want to live by long-term agreements. They're not willing to put in the time they're supposed to do, even to get ahead in life. And that would be a good example. You take $32 million, and now you're, quote, only getting $6 million. And you're unhappy. That to me is that's outrageous. I agree with you, Jack, Tom. I mean, those are outrageous things.
Well, there's also that comparative thing, because what Tom Brady, not necessarily in Tom Brady's situation, but a lot of athletes are comparing what their colleagues on the other team is making. And so you get caught up in that, just like when it comes to signing rookie contracts. Well, he got that much. I need to get that much. So all of a sudden my agent has me as a holdout.
Well, the problem you have there, though, when he got the 30-some million dollars, okay, or $60 million, over $60 million, they agreed to pay him that, and if he got injured, he was going to be paid, okay? So he can't just later on be looking, saying, well, gee, this guy's making more than I am right now. When you make an agreement in life, you have to stick with it. It's kind of like a marriage. It's kind of like any business relationship. You have to try to be loyal and committed to the agreement that you make. Not that everybody does that, but if we're in a world where too often people just think they can change anything if they're not happy in the moment.
Absolutely. That's rampant in our society right now.
You know, I think money can be a very good thing, and it's better to have it than not have it. I think we can all agree on that.
Oh, I agree with that.
But in the case of having money where it changes you, where you forget how you got where you are. You forget the people who helped you get there. And I see some of these athletes and people say, you know, you had the best job in the world. The year I spent down at Comerica Park doing that Tigers book, and everyone was, oh, man, I'd give anything. I'd cut off my foot to be in your position. I say, really? You know what? If you were down there every day, you wouldn't see them the same way.
Well, you see how the baloney's made.
Exactly. You understand all that. And when I see some of these athletes whining and complaining, and I see the same thing with people in other walks of life. I don't just mean to pick on athletes, but I want to just grab them and slap them. Or I want to say, you know, I want to spend a day with you, and it wouldn't be hero worship. I take them to the burn unit, and then I take them over to 7-Eleven and let them stock the cooler for a couple of hours.
Well, Jack, I think that would be a great thing to do. People lose perspective, and it's amazing how quickly people lose perspective. I mean, like in a hurry, it can happen. I think everybody should try to see how other people live. If you're fortunate to be intelligent, to be clever, to be witty, to have good income, to be looked up to and respected, I think that's wonderful. I don't take anything away from anyone. Jealousy is a bad thing to have. Mm-hmm. However, once the person forgets where they came from or how they got to where they were, how they, you know, they become, or forget who's helped them along the way, then they lose a lot of what makes them a good person, and they just kind of become, really, I hate to say it, but narcissistic and selfish, and feel that they deserve everything they have, which to some degree is true, but we all have to move forward and do good things for others as well as ourselves. I believe that.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, joining us. Tom?
Well, I was just, you know, narcissist, that's how you define the NBA right now. I mean, that there's no better example of that than what transpired 3-4 weeks ago with the LeBron situation. So, I mean, you want to talk about the poster child of that statement. There you go, John. Down in Miami, one of your hangouts.
Well, you know, he left money on the table. He only took the $16 million or whatever.
At least you got a winner to follow down there when you're wintering down in Miami, John.
I still think, my feeling with LeBron, he could have gone in a way to have been, if not a hero, at least still respected and loved, if not hurt. The way he left, I think, does show kind of a selfish thing. And the day when I saw him on ESPN the next day, and he said, it was about me. I mean, he actually used those words. This was about me. I mean, in a sense, forgetting Cleveland, even forgetting Miami, I think you when you get to the point where you forget, that is negative. Shaq didn't do it. you know, when he left, Alcindor didn't do it. When he left Milwaukee, they left with class. And I think that's the thing that he will have to really work on the rest of his life, I believe, to be a better person. I'm not making him into a bad person. He had the right to do what he did, but I do think he left the wrong way.
Well, and when we were talking earlier about news organizations getting involved in doing the NCAA's business, shame on ESPN. Shame on Jim Gray.
Oh, having that
grandstanding
for
with this
an hour
long.
Oh, that was,
I mean, that was just such a farce. And you know what? Hey, I admit, I watched it.
Well, fortunately, I was up north away from cable television. So
but I was appalled by every minute of it, and I lost a lot of respect for the people who were involved in that.
But you watched it, though.
I watched it. Absolutely.
Well, and that, of course, feeds into, we'll use the word, the culture of narcissism. You become a narcissist more and more when you're told how clever, wonderful, great you are, and then you start internalizing and believing it. It becomes like the old false legend of eternal youth. You really get to believe all this stuff, and you'll do anything to keep it.
John, I can make one promise, and not that it's ever going to be enforced, because I'm not going to be in position, but if I was ever in a position of some real power, and I was in position to have yes men, I would want to go so far away from that. I would want people like Tom Crawford and Scott Eckersley, who tell me I'm an idiot. And so I would be reminded of the things I do wrong. I think that so often when you find people go down the wrong path, it's because they've been enabled by people who have told them what right. they think they want to hear instead of what they need to know.
Well, listen, I agree with you, but always find a few people that think you're clever and witty. Otherwise, you may go the other way, Jack. How does that tell you? You don't want to be around Tom and Scott too much. I think you're a great guy, so I'll be the balance.
There you go, John. Hey, we appreciate it very much, as always, and have a great weekend. We will talk with you Tuesday.
Same to you guys.
See you,
bye-bye. Jack.
All right, that is Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Check it out. And we will be back. We're going to talk with Mo Agher, trying to catch on with the Hornets. We'll be right back with that and more. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.